So what I want to share with you tonight is something I've been thinking about this past year.
今晚我想与大家分享的事情是我已经今年想很多次的东西。
This past year, since January, I had been struggling a lot with my job.
从1月份的时候，我在我的工作方面有些挣扎，有些困难。
I didn't like the setting that I was in.
我并不是非常喜欢我工作的场所。
And working full-time, spending 40 hours a week at a job that you don't like, it kind of affects a person.
那如果说一个人他在一个很不喜欢的场所，要一个星期待40个小时，而且努力工作，这个会绝对影响到个人。
And I started to look at my coworkers feeling like, oh, why aren't you more efficient, or why can't you do more work?
所以我以你为什么不能多做多点工， 更有效率这种眼光来看待我的同工。
And then I started to look at my supervisors and feel like, oh, why can't you make changes at my workplace?
我看到我上市的时候，我就会想，你为什么不改善我们工作的效率、环境、过程？
So I began to look at things with a very bitter heart.
我就是以很苦闷的心情来观看工作场所所有的事情。
And I realized that I was becoming very judgmental towards people around me.
那我后来我发觉我看到别人非常会论断。
But what was even worse was that when I prayed, this bitterness was still there.
那更可怕的是，是我祷告的时候，这种苦闷、这种论断的心还是在我的心中。
And as I prayed, the more I prayed, the more I felt like more afraid that this bitterness can rot me from the inside.
我越是祷告，越惧怕这种的苦闷能够将我从里头朽烂。
So then I thought of myself like an apple.
所以我把自己想象成一颗苹果。
Like it's so shiny and red, but then when you cut it open, you realize the core is all rotten.
它可能外面是红红。 华亮的，可是一切开来，里面说不定已经腐烂长虫了。So
then, that was when I realized that, although I know the definition of compassion, I wasn't a compassionate person.
因此我后来恍然大悟，发觉我虽然知道怜悯的定义是什么，可是看自己看不出怜悯的人来。So
I decided, okay, I'm going to pray to God and ask Him to teach me to be a compassionate person.
所以我决定我祷告的方向要转移，求神指引我怎么样当一个有怜悯的心肠的人。
So after a few months, I was just pondering, thinking, okay, maybe compassion is a feeling of sympathy.
过了几个月的时候，我就想，也许怜悯就等于是有点同理心。
So every now and then, like if I didn't drive somewhere, I would take the subway in New York City.
我要在纽约市来往交通的时候，如果不是开车，就是要坐地铁或者搭巴士。
And if you take the subway in New York City, you'll notice that there are actually a lot of homeless people who live in the subway.
如果各位有搭过纽约市的地铁。 可能会发现地铁站都有一些无家可归的人。
So there was one time I was waiting on the platform and a subway car pulled up and everybody was getting in.
那有一次我在这个车站的月台等的时候，次日来的时候，人们就照常走进去。
I saw a lot of people squishing into one train car and another train car was empty.
那我看到很多人拼命往一个车厢一直走，可是其他车厢却是半空的。
So I thought, okay, I'm going to go to the empty one so I can have a seat.
所以我想我就走向那个空的，这样我得到一个位置比距离的比较大。But
when I walked in, I smelled something very bad, and I realized it was because there was a homeless man in there.
那我一踏进去就闻到很强烈的臭味，后来看到是因为一位无家可归的流浪汉。And
that was why everybody was squishing into the other train car.
那之所以其他的人早就跑到另外一个车厢去了。
And then I thought to myself, all these people, they felt bad for that homeless man.
那我在想这些人。 应该是看到这个无家可归的人是心会有点酸。
They felt bad that he couldn't shower and he didn't have much food, but yet they didn't care to really do anything for him.
他们可能会想到这个人很可怜，没有任何东西吃，也没有地方清洁洗澡，可是他们也是没有采取任何的行动。
So then I thought, okay, then compassion can't be just a feeling.
所以我后来我决定我的结论说 怜悯绝对不只是一种的感觉。
So, you know, in my further prayers, I would ask God, okay, God, teach me to have compassion in my actions.
我在祷告的时候，求神指示我如何以我的行为来显出怜悯。
And I thought, okay, maybe it's an action of being merciful to people.
所以我后来想了，也许有怜悯的心，就是要神这样怜悯我们一样。
And so, a while ago, the Catholic Pope came to visit New York City.
在不久的之前，这个天主教的教皇也来到纽约市。
And many people were praising him for declaring that it's a year of mercy.
那很多人称赞他说这是所谓的禧年或者是怜悯的年。
And I was watching an interview on TV about many homeless, not homeless, sorry, homosexual Catholics being interviewed.
那我在电视上看到有一个节目是采访很多同性恋的天主教徒。
And they were all, you know, they all loved the Pope because he was so merciful.
那他们很喜爱这位教皇，因为他很怜悯。
Because they felt accepted into the church.
因为他的政策，他们能够融入融洽天主教的教会。
But then I felt this can't be compassion either, though, because wrongdoing still needs to be dealt with, and a change has to come about.
我后来想了又想，结论是这个也不可以算为怜悯，因为对就是对，错就是错。
So I kept asking God, what is true compassion? How can I be more compassionate?
所以还是在祷告中继续问神，怜悯到底是什么？要怎么样才做得算怜悯的行为？
So that was when image popped into my head from John chapter 21.
那突然就约翰福音21章的这个幅画浮在我的脑海里。
John chapter 21.
约翰福音21章。
This is the passage of Breakfast by the Sea.
这是主耶稣在岸边为门徒准备早餐的那一幕。
And this was the third time that Jesus had appeared to his disciples after his resurrection.
这是在主耶稣复活之后第三次向门徒显现。
And if we look at verse 5, we see it says, Then Jesus said to them, Children, have you any food? They answered him, No.
第五节, 耶稣就对他们说, 小子, 你们有吃的没有? 他们回答说,
and in verse 12, Jesus said to them, Come and eat breakfast. Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord.
还有12节, 耶稣说, 你们来吃早饭, 门徒中没有一个敢问他, 你是谁? 因为知道是主。
So I had this picture in my mind, and you know, just trying to think about how everyone was feeling. What was Jesus feeling? What were the disciples feeling?
我脑海中就有一幅画，我正在猜测当时门徒的举止行为是什么，他们心里到底想的是什么。
And I realized that Jesus didn't scold them.
我就发觉主耶稣一点也没有斥责他们。
He didn't scold Peter for denying him.
他没有指责彼得说你为什么否定了我。
He didn't rebuke the disciples for going back to fishing.
他也没有责备门徒说你们为什么回去打鱼。
He just knew how it felt to be hungry, and he knew that they were hungry.
因为他自己知道饥饿是怎么样的感觉，他也知道门徒正是承受的这个感觉。
And in the end, it was this love that compelled them to follow him.
那最后是主耶稣这个爱感动了他们，一生一世跟随主耶稣。
And I realized that this is true compassion right here.
那后来最后就找到了怜悯到底是什么。
And you know, this is the same compassion that God uses with us.
这个就是神如何以怜悯来对待我们。
So then, in another prayer one day, I asked God to teach me this kind of compassion.
另一天我祷告的时候，我就求神教导我这一等类的怜悯。
You know, not a compassion that dismisses any wrong, but one that just cares for the needs of others.
不是遮眼不看罪恶的这种怜悯，而是真的关心对方的怜悯。
And slowly, I could feel the bitterness just dissolve. Every time I prayed about it.
那逐渐的，我就可以感觉到我心中那种苦胆慢慢的被融化消失。
Jesus knows what we need, and he understands how we feel because He's experienced it before.
主耶稣知道我们的需要，他也知道我们的感触，因为他之前都已经体验过了。
Like he knows how it feels to be ashamed, how to be afraid, angry, or sad.
他知道惭愧是怎么一个感觉，他知道悲伤是怎么一个难处。
And we have to allow ourselves to, you know, just pour all of that in front of God and be vulnerable.In front of him.
So we 必须容许自己把这些情感全部倒空，在神面前不顾面子。
And in that way, allow God's compassion to compel us, you know, to compel us to change our lives.
使神的怜悯能够最后激励我们改变我们的一生。
Let's come forward to pray.
我们已经到前面祷告。